In the name of Jesus. His kingdom suffers violence, but does none. Put away your silly little sword. He holds his way to Calvary. By the cross, he is king. To live in his kingdom is to live where such a one is king. Sword's power could not destroy him. Theology's power is the more dangerous. If you are the Son of God, come down from the cross. The violence which would get Jesus off the cross is the most insidious and destructive violence. Hence the Reformation. Away with the attempts to force Jesus into being another sort of Jesus by fitting him into our systems, our determinations, by which we would exercise control of him. In our text, there is power being used by men to force God to their will. The kingdom of heaven, whose coming John proclaimed, they were attempting to force to their purposes. There is no profounder captivity to power, no more tragic delusion of power than the attempt to bring God into subjection, to reshape or replace him. When men move against God, it is not God who comes to ruin. There is no power but from God. He is the Almighty. If the sun rises tomorrow, your heart is still beating and your toenails still growing, it is by the power of God. All things are in his hands. He can do whatever he wants. Why then are things in such a mess? What he most wants to do cannot be achieved by force. Helpless baby in the manger, battered man dying on the cross. Here is the opposite of the way of force. Here is the way of love that suffers all the wrong, all that power bent against God can do against him. He suffers it all. And he is not overcome. His victory is the victory of suffering love, not the victory of power. And what he achieves thereby, by his cross, no use of force could achieve. And no use of force can destroy. He's by our side upon the plain with his good gifts and spirit. We can no more be destroyed than he can be destroyed. They'll have to do him in first. We may suffer loss of all that is most dear, but that is not the end. The end is in his marked hands, as also the beginning. At baptism, his name is put upon us with the water. We are his. By his name, he is committed to bringing us through. The kingdom ours remaineth. His power he did not use to make us his, to give us his gifts. He lets himself be rejected. It is by such love that what is dead to God is made alive. What his suffering, forgiving love brings to life, he protects from evil. The weapon against destroying power is defending power. Force is then met with force. The power that defends us is our Lord's almighty power. For us he is a mighty fortress, a trusty shield and weapon. He wields that power. He is pledged to wield it for our good and for our protection. What he gives us to share and live out with him in his kingdom, no force can achieve or bestow or destroy. For us fights the valiant one whom God himself elected. Ask ye, who is this? Jesus Christ it is of Sabaoth, Lord. And there's none other God. He holds the field forever. He holds the field against his enemies and ours with his almighty power. Within the kingdom he thus defends, he does not use his almighty power. For there is what no use of force could achieve. There is life under the cross, from the cross, suffering, forgiving, vitalizing love that no power can reach nor destroy. Within his kingdom, no coercive power may hold sway. It suffers violence, but does not live by violence. Within his kingdom, life is lived from a little word. The diminutive acknowledges the seeming helplessness and littleness, and also the love that it creates. What is the little word? It is the word of the gospel, the word of forgiveness and of unconquerable life, of all that Jesus lived and died and rose again to give us. All that is for us. In the name of Jesus, the lively, saving name of Jesus, is my Lord. Amen.